وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ.
Surely, we had bestowed wisdom upon Abraham, peace be upon him, even earlier, and we knew him well.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ.
Recall when he said to his father and his people, "What are these images to which you are devoutly clinging?"
قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ.
They answered, "We found our fathers worshipping them."
قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
He said, "Certainly, you and your fathers have all been in manifest error."
قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ.
They said, "Are you expressing your true ideas before us, or are you jesting?"
قَالَ بَلْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الَّذِي فَطَرَهُنَّ وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ.
He said, "Nay, but your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth which He created, and to that I bear witness before you."
وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ.
By Allah, I shall certainly carry out my plan against your gods after you are gone.
فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Then he broke them all into pieces, sparing only the Supreme One among them, that they may possibly return to him.
قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
When they saw the idols in this state, they said, "Who has done this to our gods? Surely he is one of the wrongdoers."
قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًى يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
Some of them said, "We heard a youth called Abraham speak ill of them."
قَالُوا فَأْتُوا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ.
The others said, "Bring him then before the eyes of the people, that they may see what will be done to him."
قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
On Abraham's arrival, they said, "Abraham, peace be upon him, are you he who has done this to our gods?"
قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِن كَانُوا يَنطِقُونَ.
He answered, "Rather, it was this Supreme One who has done it. So ask them if they can speak. So ask them if they can speak." Abraham, peace be upon him, was not making a statement. He was merely presenting an argument that would enable his detractors to realize the truth of the matter. His statement had a clear purpose: to make his opponents recognize that their deities were absolutely powerless, so that nothing could be expected of them. Whenever a person makes a statement while trying to drive home his point, he cannot be called a liar, even when his statement is objectively incorrect. For he does not intend to convey something that is contrary to fact and make his audience believe about something incorrect to be true. The speaker's purpose is quite evident both to him and to his audience. It is simply to establish a point.
فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Thereupon they turned to their inner selves and said to themselves, "Surely it is you who are the wrongdoers."
ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ.
Then their minds were turned upside down, and they said, "You know well that they do not speak." Abraham, peace be upon him, said, "Do you then worship beside Allah a thing that can neither benefit you nor hurt you?" Fie upon you and upon all that you worship beside Allah. Do you have no sense?
قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين.
They said, "Burn him and come to the support of your gods if you are going to do anything."
قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم.
We said, "O fire, become coolness and safety for Abraham, peace be upon him." We said, "O fire, become coolness and safety for Abraham, peace be upon him." The words of the verse as well as the contest indicate that Abraham's opponents, peace be upon him, did indeed carry out their threat. They prepared a pit of fire and threw Abraham, peace be upon him, into it. But God commanded the fire to become cool, thus preventing Abraham, peace be upon him, from suffering any harm. This is one of the miracles mentioned in the Quran. They had sought to do evil to him, but we caused them to be the worst losers.
وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ
And we saved him and Lot, peace be upon him, and brought him to the land upon which we had bestowed our blessings for all the people of the world.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ
And we bestowed upon him Isaac and Jacob, peace be upon them, as an additional gift, making each of them righteous. And we bestowed upon him Isaac and Jacob, peace be upon them, as an additional gift. Not only was Abraham's son Isaac invested with prophethood, but later on also his grandson Jacob, peace be upon them.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ
And we made them into leaders to guide people in accordance with our command. And we inspired them to good works and to establish prayers and to give zakah. They worshipped us alone.
وَلُوطًا آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فاسقين.
We bestowed upon Lot sound judgment and knowledge, and we delivered him from the city that was immersed in foul deeds. They were indeed a wicked people, exceedingly disobedient.
وأدخلناه في رحمتنا إنه من الصالحين.
And we admitted him into our mercy. Verily, he was of the righteous.